borders of outer space,
on the far side of the universe, where the mind of man has never penetrated, floats
the subgenius power of
Let's talk a little bit about Ivan. Again, right smack dab in the center, and very, very healthy looking. Again, you can see very symmetric, good outflow here. The center of circulation, very evident.
Ivan pummeled Grenada, flattening homes and cutting power. At least 15 deaths are being blamed on Ivan.
We need you to watch it along with us.
Right now, Ivan is headed for Jamaica and then Cuba with the latest details. Hi, Dr. Joe.
Hi. So Ivan is indeed a monster.
Suddenly, there's not enough bandwidth.
We have a new concern. It is a wet mess in Cleveland, Ohio, thanks to Ivan. It's the area of uncertainty right there. Vivian?
And of course, by then, Carl will be watching Ivan. But here's a closer view of Ivan, and you can see that right here. And you notice it is in the middle of the central dense. That's an indication that this is a very, very organized Ivan.
And they know that our one world religion is the only antidote for the one world advertiser.
Ivan, here is Ivan right now.
Down with the quoteless Bob, and up with Bob, and up with Bob.
We'll be watching Ivan. No, we're here. And we'll keep you posted every day on the progress of Ivan.
Ivan struck the Windward Islands with deadly force yesterday.
Ivan tore off roofs, knocked trees into power lines, and blew down street lights.
At this point in time, is it more likely than not that Ivan will affect the U.S.?
Actually, what time is it?
But at that point, Ivan affected the U.S. Well, this was the original master tape.
No, that's tape. Doug Wellman. It's a tape. It is a tape.
It is a tape. It is a tape. It is a tape. It is a tape.
What about me and all them other subgenius megalomaniacs? Oh, friends, I got some preaching to do tonight. I got a particularly focused message. We're just going to stay on one subject tonight. We're going to do it Dr. Gene Scott style, I think. Don't you think that'd be about right, Will?
Yes, sir.
Zandy? We're just I'm gonna preach on what now, because it's spirit-filled men, you see, and women take the mind of your. Now I'm preaching now. Take women, you take the mind of your man by the spirit. See, if you can take the mind of your man by the spirit, you can control his flesh, because what controls this being is the mind. And not the brain. No, the brain doesn't know. You decide. It's in your will. Thy will be done. Now, it's funny. See, old Will of Dobbs over here is laughing. But that's not the kind of will we're talking about. Your will. Let thy will be done. Let the mind of Bob dwell in you, you see, sir, ma'am. But Bob will not dwell in your filth. He will not dwell in your negative thoughts, your rebellion. When you get the mind of Bob properly by the Holy Spirit, you'll see a change in everything, a change in your whole life. You got to develop your Bob mind. You got to give your mind, you see what I'm talking about now, don't you? Will? Now, I'm not using background music here. I don't need it. I'm not wanting it, and I'm not needing it. Because I've been in discernment. You've heard Brother Gene, and now you're going to hear me. But you got to develop that Bob mind. You got to give your mind food from the Word of Bob. You can't hide away at home from the world and have the Bob mind. It has to be developed. You have to go out into the world. You have to be ready to, do it to it before it's going to do it to you. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying now? Because that's the first secret for getting the mind of Bob is, you know what it is. Get slack. You don't come in now. I know you've been, some of you, you pray to Bob for slack. But don't be coming up to Bob with a sad face. Don't come to him with a sad face. You rejoice. You got the mind of Bob. You don't walk up to Bob and say, "No, Bob, I'm rejected. Nobody loves me. Oh, I hate my job." No, siree. No, siree, ma'am. You walk up to Bob with slack and say, "Bob, now despite all this stuff, all this mess, I'm still slackful." And see, when you got Bob's ear, because he's a God who loves to be worshipped. Then you kind of slip in, and Bob, while I'm talking to you, I got this little problem I'd like to tell you about. That's how you do it. Now, if you meditate on these things, the brain will get the idea. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to trick the brain into getting the idea. Shalakandala debasoya. It's like unto the 12 temptations. Now, the government files on this church. I want you to know about the government, because the conspiracy has ignored us, sure, largely. We think. But it's not because we're so pathetic. No, that's not the... It's because we're so frightening to them, unexplained. They don't know. They know that the formula for world overthrow is here. But they don't know why, or what, or the how of it. It's just like the way they regard the UFO. There's this whole secret, majestic 12 kind of group, a department of the National Security Agency, does nothing but study the subgenius. They may know, for all we know, they may know more about Bob than we do. They might actually be a more, for all we know, they might be a more important tool in his plan than you. The conspiracy agency that studies the subgenius might know more about it than you and me. Because they've got, working with them, they've got the coprolithologists of Moab. Moab, my friend, and in the desert, yea, the desert of Lebanon. It's simultaneously a place and a being and a state of mind. You see, this is how one can pass through the gates of opportunity. Now, friends, that some things need to be said. And you know, on most college campuses now, there's spent condoms hanging from the fences and the trees, and where used to be just regular toilet paper or some like that. But to fool the pink, now you see, I'm not using the music. I'm just right here, and they're not going to stop me.
Sub-G Megalomaniacs? Sub-G Megalomaniacs? May I continue here? You and all the other Sub-G
Now we can have a nice show.
Yeah, man, this is the nicest show we're ever going to have. You know, millions of years ago, these funny-looking, big, reptile-type things roamed the Earth many, many, many million years ago. Oh, it was crazy. They had great big horns, big noses, big feet. The Wonderdog was 72 feet long.
How big is that thing, Hal?
Its tiny brain was half the size of a walnut. But it possessed a spinal enlargement which could do differential calculus and solve problems in advanced physics.
Prepare to land on planet.
We're going in. Strap in.
Ah, thanks.
Ah, what a relief. Yes. Many people believe this story, but only you, the listener, can sort it all out. And there'll be a quiz in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Hell, you fell. Devils of hell. The gates of hell. You shut. I shut the gates of hell in the name of Jesus. And now by the word of God.
What you gonna do with your testicles?
When you don't plan on having any children again, it's the
drive-through vasectomy.
Hello, may I take your order, please?
Yeah, I'd like a vasectomy. You want anything?
Yeah, I'll have a vasectomy also.
Sounds good. Two vasectomies, please.
Thank you. Drive up to the window, please.
Whoa!
Hey, how cool are we?
Yeah.
What's the matter with your voice? And mine?
Oh, man! She screwed up our order!
We wanted vasectomies!
Not castration!
Earl's drive-through vasectomies. We clip and you save.
Lord! Oh, Lord, arise! Oh, God, crush them! Don't forget to pour anyone else in need! Why do you let the wicked get away with this contempt for God? For they think that God will never call them to account! Lord, you see what they're doing? You have murdered each evil ass. You know what trouble and grief they have caused. Now punish them. Send them straight to hell, Lord.
You are listening to the Church of the New Faith. Father Grace and Brother Naldi, P.O. Box 9152, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450.
Oh, you're not listening. Oh, you're listening to the Church of the Subgenius, dear friends. P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. The Church of the New Faith. Fine preachers there, but they can't shut me up because to fool the pink, you see, to fool the pink. Let's meditate upon this. To fool the pink. One must be able to adopt the disguise, a certain disguise, a variation, let's say, on the masks of insanity, as read about in your pamphlet number one and book number one. Assume whatever guise is necessary to fool the pink who thinks that you're serving it. Now, you know just what it takes. You know what it's going to take to make them think that you're catering to their every whim. It takes a keen perception to pinpoint just what that whim is. And you just show just enough eccentricity that they think you're not hiding anything, see, or being a sycophant. This is all part of the zen of corporate butt kissing. To show just enough abnormality that they think you're being real upfront and honest with them. That's the idea anyway. Because if it's a rogue, unsaved subgenius you're dealing with, you're applying for a job with an unsaved subgenius, they'll see right through it. And that reminds me, I was driving by an old filling station the other day, and it made me think, you know, the first Mega Fist Temple Lodge here in Dallas? It shouldn't just be a little building like, you know, it is. It should be more like a UFO shaped, you know, like those restaurants that you see in Los Angeles that are shaped like UFOs. That's the kind of building that, but with a sort of combination Jetsons and Rosicrucian ornate designs upon it. That's what I've always thought of the first Mega Fist Temple Lodge should be. And where are your pledges? Where are your pledges, I ask you, friends? Because, you know, without them pledges, why, this radio station can't keep this ministry, the Word of Bob, as preached by your pastor, Reverend Ivan Stang. That's me talking. And I'm asking you, dear friends, to get them pledges on in. Now, I know you felt in your heart the faith that you would pay the station later on, but now you must do the acts, you see, the acts of actually writing that check, because friends, we only turn the cheek one time. When they edited the Bible, they cut the part where Jesus said, and then if he slaps you again, said Jesus, then flay him alive in front of his wife and family. They cut stuff like that, the early Christians did, for reasons that probably seem obvious to us now. But the truth is, as it said in the Gospel of John, the other John, that Jesus as a child, he was like the kid in the Twilight Zone that could kill anybody by magic. And in the book of John, it said we've told the story on previous show broadcast here, that the young Jesus was into killing his playmates and teachers. He didn't know any better. He was just learning to be a Messiah. And it was the same as, and he would fly. He could fly. Jesus had powers of flight. He could fly around and cast spells like a sorcerer. This is all in the Nag Hammadi text. You can buy it at the bookstore. The flying Jesus, the super Jesus, dear friends. But the early Gospels of Bob are surprisingly similar, as we find in the chapter under the bad magic of the young sorcerer Bob. Flying, just like the sorcerer Jesus, the child Bob would fly and get into robbing banks, dear friends. His mother told the Senate subcommittee when they angered him. That wasn't her exact words, but when people angered him, she said, they would suddenly drop dead and die. I quote from this commission report there. A horrible, grisly death, friends, that happened to his teachers, greatest Bob, paper cut to death, one was. It's like when he'd pray, when Bob would pray for his teacher or a boss to die. Well, Bob was just so lucky it would happen that way, just that way, like a miracle. Whatever Bob wished for, a totally unlikely accident would cause it to happen, like the one boss who fell into a glass factory that was malfunctioning and was slowly ground up with ground glass. Yes. Oh, it blesses my heart, you know, to read in the Word of Bob. I'd love to share it with you. As Bob said in 2nd edition, Ecclesians version 2, give me slack or give me food, or, he said, give me Apaches loaded with sidewinders and nuclear weapons, or a synclavier. And which reminds me, dear friends, of we wanted to put out a little want ad. This is a church want ad, you could consider it. Wanted one drummer. Must have Apache helicopter loaded with sidewinders and a synclavier. Can bring drums if want to. Contact Philo Drummond, Ballwin, Missouri. And,
Satan is gonna understand! Sacrifice an animal and kill it! It won't cover my sins! Sacrifice a human in a fire like Abel! It won't cover all your sins! Sacrifice God's only begotten son on the cross with nails through him! That will erase all the sins of everyone! This is why we killed him! His death is not over! He rose from the dead! We will all rise from the dead! But non-Christians will stay dead! Did he die again after rising from the dead? No, he went away, but he will come again when all dead Christians hop out of their graves and kill Satan! Let the right of the living dead! Like zombies, we will kill Satan! Sleep is death! Crack zombies are already dead! Die! Kill! The Lord has died! He died! He killed! The Jews and the Arabs are the children of Abraham! This family feud has been going on since biblical times! Dear Lord, kill all who do not believe! Kill wretched!
Kill crack users!
Kill long-haired maggot-infested children of the 60s rejects!
Satan, kill your mom!
Satan, kill your children!
Lord, help us deal with the death of the dissemination of the forces of evil!
I pray!
Die, all heathens! I pray!
Please, Lord, help us in our war against Satan!
Kill!
Die!
Kill!
Die!
Kill Satan!
Die for God!
Can't you see what's happening?
Conspiracy!
We're seeking battle, a war on God!
But now a war on Satan!
They're killing Christians!
They're killing black!
God, they will kill whites!
They kill Jews!
They kill Muslims!
They kill Orientals and Maoists!
They are the children who smoke crack and then they go out and kill and rape in the gangs!
These little heathens!
Die!
Kill for Christ!
God is our general, the Bible is our battle plan!
Should we be giving away our tactics to the enemy?
No!
Kill heathens!
If you are having fun, then you are sinning, you heathen!
Pleasure is the root of all evil!
Here Satan's arsenal on his bed to capture your soul!
Do I ever swallow my gun and blow my head off to get you heathens to listen?
The Lord God Almighty is great and should be feared!
Christ would do a double flip over his cross!
Lust for death!
Fear is wrath!
Fearful love!
Fear pleasure!
Have you ever been so angry at someone that you just wanted to well, you didn't know what to do?
System will be completely revamped. The way trading is done and the stock market will change. Cash will disappear. We use plastic cards and the barter system for everything. Unexpected people from non-traditional backgrounds will pop up as world leaders. The world will be destabilized until 1995, which means more of everything from quakes to revolution.
Sir, Mr. Palkus, this is, genetics. You know, not all mutations are created equal. Oh, new recruit?
Call any time.
I'm ready for the quiz now.
What now?
Well, you'll just have to wait in line with the others.
I have to wait another 5 minutes?
Don't bite your pencil. Now just stand over there. Keep your hands out of your pockets. Just stand still and we'll get to you in just a minute.
But...
A severed thumb that turned up in the stomach of a lake trout has been traced to its owner, Mike Pachuca. The Sweetwater County coroner said Thursday that he had confirmed that the thumb belongs to 32-year-old Robert Dobbs of Green River. It was found on February
2nd. Similarities with the experiences of soldiers and others.
Mr. Dobbs said he had lost his thumb and next middle finger in a boating accident in the Flaming Gorge Reservoir near the Flaming Asphalt Tire Fire south of Green River on July 27th. From the valley, July 27th. The fingers removed from the fish's belly were found and reattached by dexterous surgeons on Dexter.
Question number one.
You know, it's not...
Yeah, that's right, baby. It's not a radio show. It's a map. But don't get it confused with the territory. Don't get Bob confused with the dots of Bob. Yeah, friends, it's okay. It's okay, though. But because, one dear listener called in a little while ago and said, Reverend Stan, could you give me the number of the Church of the New Faith again? And, you know, I can't. I can't because I don't have it on paper. It was just on that one tape. But, you know, you can find out what anything is by writing to Bob. We're going to give you a post office box number that you can write to that'll actually put you in touch with J.R. Bob Dobbs. You can ask him personally. Well, maybe one of his secretaries might have to deal with it if he's too busy, but we'll tell you those addresses, all kinds of things you might want to know. Here comes that post office box number. I bet you got that pencil ready now. We'll just address that to Bob at Post Office Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Ah, yes, and something good will be coming your way. When we get to side two of this radio ministry broadcast, Oh, it just tickles my soul gland to think about it. I'm going to express that gland. I'm going to try to do it right here on the air. But stockpile those weapons, friends. Like we were saying, we're going to try to bring you the specifics of the hardware. And next week, we'll have a special section on the subgenius women's weapons of choice. Because you're going to need to know how to administer justice after X day, in case you're still stuck on this planet, if the men from Planet X don't rupture you up, just in case you aren't one of the first ones up, I should say. I mean, if you have your subgenius membership card, certainly. I can't see how the Exus would mess anything up. I mean, they're like unto gods and all. But just say there was a slight delay and you were left behind for a short time, and you might not have to know how to apply justice in your clan or neighborhood, your little warlord community there after the end times of climax. So we're going to be publishing in the Stark Fist of Removal newsletter where the arsenals in our country are, real maps to the arsenal, shortest routes, evacuation modes, and arsenal storming techniques so that the true subgenius warrior of the faith will know how to get that information, shall we say, and where to place those nuclear weapons. Strategy A, Strategy B, Strategy C, Tokyo Disneyland, Super Bowl, Statue of Liberty. You know, there's many possibilities, and we have to be prepared for when civilization disintegrates and Bob's promised kingdom comes along. Ah, yes, and we all file down those caves into the hollow earth, or else, or, you know, when the 33 Unarius saucers of the Galactic Federation come and land, they're donut shaped, you know, and they'll stack up on the Washington Monument, the big one first, and then the next biggest one, and like that, like one of those baby's toys, only not exactly correctly, and they'll form a shape that opens the gateway for, shall it be the Exists, or the Yakutizma, the Y-ists, or even the Z-ists? Well, I'll tell you what I'm hoping for. The pleasure goddesses, friends. Of course, I know that you're with me on that, too. I feel like I'm with you today on this show, tonight, I should say. I feel like I'm perceiving the unsullied truth tonight, with no subjective bias at all. Ah, yes. And although the believers are calling in, Will is counseling those young Bobbyettes. And friends, we've reached the end of side one of our show. Let's switch to some lovely, relaxing music here while we prepare to go to side two of your subgenius radio ministry. Hour of Slack. Ah, yes. Here on lovely radio station in beautiful, praise these wonderful partner stations. By the way, the script of the live portion of this show was carefully prepared to exacting specifications by Dr. Philo Drummond, Overman, First Degree, Second Authorized Megafist Temple Lodge, St. Louis, Missouri, and yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, the Sacred Scribe, number 273, copyright 1992. This is show number 333. Praise Bob. We're back, aren't we? Yeah, that was cool and groovy or something. I don't know, we just never know.
Coming this summer, the stupid sequel to End All Stupid Sequels.
Please, Dr. Brown, the Joker's after me. I know, put me in the time machine. He'll never find me in the future. Put me in the time machine! Whoa!
Hey, what are you doing here? This is my sequel.
What are you talking about? This is my sequel!
I'm afraid you're both wrong, gentlemen. This is my sequel.
Who Framed Roger RoboCop in the Future, Part 3? You know what they say about summer movies. Summer movies, some aren't.
And now, another great John F. Kennedy moment in history. The year is 1827. The place, Berlin, Germany. Composer Ludwig von Beethoven meets with his mistress in her boudoir.
My Liebchen, aren't you going to take off your dress for Ludwig?
I can't.
Why not?
Achoo.
Wait a minute. There's somebody under your dress. Come out of there, you Schweinhund.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Who are you?
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Baloney. You are no Berliner. You that sneaky John F. Kennedy. Get out,
no,
you sex maniac.
No, I can explain.
Get out und stirb.
I can explain this.
This has been another John F. Kennedy great moment in history.
Well, of course, I guess it's, I've been talking kind of roundabout, but what we wanted to get, well, one of the subjects, the main focus of this particular branch of the subject we were on, dear friends, is understanding the ancient heritage of the Yeti, of Mutantus, the Yetis of Mutantus.
Now, wait a minute, I don't want to hear that same old background music again. That's just, I've heard that a million times. I got preaching to do here.
Need to sharpen this up. Yeah, if I turn up my own headphones, don't you? This is a preacher technique. You turn up your own headphones, it makes you feel more powerful, which is all that really counts. That the enthusiasm become delirious. But as we were saying, now you've heard, of course, of Mu and Atlantis and Lemuria and these various, you know, New Agey things, and there actually was Mu was the human name of this continent. Now, it not exactly the same as Gondwana land. Now, if you've studied your history, pre-creationist history, you would know that Gondwana land was the land before the continent separated. You see, you would know about continental drift and all that. Before there was North America and South America and Africa and Asia, it was all like one chunk, okay? And here there were Yetis. There was all this land. But then, with the plate tectonics, things split up some. Okay, so, but they were connected, interconnected still, but oceans where there ain't none. There was all this land there which sunk. And the present, it was like a negative of the way the world looks now. There was land where the ocean is now, and ocean where the land is now, and the present continents popped up into place, and the old continent sunk. And this is sort of like the Earth's breathing. It's like a continental seesaw that happens over millions of years, and it will happen again soon. So there is, on top, besides this, there is continental drift, but that's more like the solar winds kind of blowing the scum across the top of the pond, if you know what I mean, where it shifts and breaks up. It's at least as much a result of the solar wind, according to Subgenius, Forbidden Sciences, as it is due to the subtectonic magma currents, which, of course, they study in secular high schools and such like. But I get behind myself, you might say, here. The Yetis, the original Yetis, the last, I guess you'd say the only full-blood Yetis now would be the so-called Bigfoot or Sasquatch, known to the American wilderness. The Yetis is their name, of course, in the Himalayas in Tibet, where Bob escaped to after that time in Burma, in that prisoner of war camp in Japan. But I don't want to get ahead of myself too much on that one. Now you know that story. The Yetis lived upon that lost continent of ancient times and faraway days called Mutantus. And there, of course, the Yetis were invented by the Exists, as you know, but the Yetis in turn invented for themselves beasts of burden, which we know as humans. The common human was invented 80 million years ago in a test tube by the Yetis of Mutantus. Now, the original name of the humans, it's an unusual, it's Uyghur, U-I-G-H-U-R-S. Okay, Uyghurs, who escaped the from the Yetis, And in fact, after the, I hesitate to call it the fall of the Yetis, but the accident, shall we say, the Uyghur Empire was the largest colonial empire belonging to Mutantus, the Empire of the Sun. It stretched from the Pacific Ocean, where the Pacific Ocean is now, to where Moscow is now. And these Uyghurs were the beginning of the true Aryan races, the milk white skin and the blue eyes. And during the Pleistocene, after the empire of the Yetis were destroyed, these devolved creatures, after the Yeti creators were destroyed in the great magnetic cataclysm and the raising of the mountains, the survivors, those Uyghurs, formed settlements across Europe in tertiary times. And yo friends, lo, 50 feet beneath the Gobi Desert lay the ruins of Karakota. Now, Bob got all this from the Nakhal records when he was in the hands of the Tibetan Lamas, these sacred scrolls that tell of the big, because, well, let's look at our Book of the Subgenius, Volume 2, here. If you know, you ain't nodding on me, are you? Now, I can see a few heads starting to nod out there. Yeah, I know your collection plate's going to be coming around to wake you up. Don't you be worried about that. I ain't demanding total attention. I ain't getting it. I ain't wanting it. You're allowed to daydream and dream up your own. I know you're going to come up with strange interpretations of what I say. People read the strangest things into the word of Bob. They just, the kookiest, nuttiest things. You take a simple concept like these escapees from the X's, the Yeti test tube in Atlantis, and they'll take something simple like that and just make this kooky, nutty. You know, but you know how religionists are, friends. You know how these fundamentalist nuts, Bob preserve us from subgenius kooks. Let's go back into these revivals of ancient date and see what the old covenant men had to say.
Make love under stars. Watch for UFOs. If little baby Martians come out of the UFOs, the zebra still is plastic on Venus, and the gelatin fingers ooze electric marbles. Ramona's died in hell, and the Nazis want to kill, everyone.
We've done.
Just let me know when it's. Let me know when it's through.
Bad.
It's falling apart financially. It's falling apart financially.
The one thing I'll never forget was their eyes.
When the Brogue Fan made the world, the earth was the woman, and the sky was the man. And the sky man came down upon the earth woman. And the world in the beginning was pure lake covered with bulrushes. And when Gebrog Fran had killed Neither Bob and formed Man-Man from the dung and blood, he then made Woman-Woman out of rattlesnakes and tarantulas. And they came together and made Man-Woman and Man-Man. And that is why there are four sexes today. Man-Man, Woman-Woman, Man-Woman,
and woman man. When there were villages, the elder wife of the chief, to the fear and wonder of the people, gave birth to four little monsters. The elder said, "These strange children will bring great misfortune. It would be better to kill them right now for the sake of the tribe." The mother refused and said the children would grow up all right. But they didn't. The small monsters grew fast and became very strange. They hurt others. They upset huts. They befouled the people's food. A wise man who could see things in his mind which had not yet happened said, "Kill these strange bad things before they kill you." And so the people went and killed the bad things, but that was never the end, for the subgenius men came and killed man man and woman man and man woman and woman woman.
Now, if we gain a what, they expect you to believe all that garbage. They actually think you're stupid enough to believe their lies.
Seas will turn to black, skies will turn black, balls of fire. The rapture, the New Testament teaches that believers will be removed from the earth by Christ before God issues his wrath, which will foresee the second coming of Christ. This is found in 1 Corinthians 15:51-53.
At least he's relaxed, which is more than I can say for some of us around here.
Such religious patterns.
The Church of the Subgenius is an esoteric organization, a secret lodge or cult, whose members lurk just outside of the comfortable circle of the firelight.
I go into the vestigial inky black.
Customer service.
Well, yes, dear.
My birthday was wonderful. We had performing elephants, dancing girls, Androcles and the Lion, just about everything that you can imagine. It was all wrapped up into one bundle of scrumptious fun.
Did all your friends attend?
Unfortunately, I was sick to my stomach and missed it.
Friends Japan. That was earlier this evening, I thought.
Oh, that's right now, ongoing, yes. But,
Well, yes, he's going right now. Going.
I'm going.
Gone.
Right on the show, yeah.
Right on the show. Here.
Oh, no! Oh! Get out of here! Come on!
As a general rule, in evaluating your listening situation, you should stand in front of the speakers, an equal distance from each speaker.
Your God is the greatest battle general of all! He said, "Take the Ark of the Covenant, let the priests carry the horns of battle, delivering the march against Satan," Joshua 6. Because the priests must take us into battle and make it holy. The spiritual well-being of our nation is more important now than ever, for the time is near when the charring of flesh and the gnashing of teeth is coming.
No, but we have,
can't we do
you know what I did find was a piece of footage with Pee Wee Herman and President Kennedy in 1963.
No, so that's why they're changing all the coins.
Yeah,
to Dead Rock.
Ed Bertha, who gave you the headphones? You're not supposed to have any of this radio stuff at this hour.
If you put one nail in my hand, you'll have to nail the other.
The other what?
Nasty young man. But if he would have been an octopus, that would have been really terrible to nail him.
Yeah, well, it would have taken eight nails.
More arms than an octopus. He was all over you.
We've been to that show before.
I don't understand you. This is satanic.
My God, customer service is still hanging on.
It's level. Not satanic. It's an old mimeograph machine gets smudged. It's not satanic and evil. It's satirical and...
If I could, but... Less than half an hour ago, I shot 50 cc's of Aunt Bertha.
I don't understand.
Put her away.
Over there behind you, that's Professor Dyer. Smoking his pipe.
That's very nice.
You're fornicators and masturbators and
now, Aunt Bertha, just take a stress pill and calm down. Think of beautiful thoughts.
Jesus
like
had
me.
The submarine earlier. That was in the first 15 minutes of the
It's what they call the Jesus wheel. It keeps the rotor of the submarine from...
Is she still in Bertha?
She's in the rubber room now, being chastised by Sven and Newt, our over-eager bodyguards. You and me too, sister.
Again, Bertha's, I think something's happening down there.
Here come the cops.
What's happening down there? Look at the monitor. Aunt Bertha's swelling up.
Left where it should be. Right goes to right accordingly. I therefore praise these gentlemen who know and show both the how and when.
Oh, thank you so much, Captain. It feels so good, so good, good, good to be in the spirit again, you know, because, it's like love between those Yetis, you know, a couple of Yetis getting together. Back in them days, they do things you can't even imagine. But it was because it wasn't just like chemistry between a couple of Yetis, like it would be between, say, you and your beloved. It would be more like electrochemistry with a bunch of quantum physics thrown in, because they, you know, when they get going, they just pour back and forth their friends, kind of exploding together in these echoing shiver rushes, where one could literally feel just exactly what the other one felt when they touched each other, sort of a sensory telepathy, a supernaturally a mutual anticipation, dear friends, of each other's desires from moment to moment. And that's what religion is all about, because religion evolved, as we see here in Prescripture 7:19, from magic, simple primordial magic, sympathetic. You got your sympathetic magic, you got your associative magic, you know. It's basically trying to influence one's environment, you see, by hoping in a formalized enough way. That's all it is. You know, that's all praying is. You're trying to change the world around you just by hoping in a fancied up way, if it's fancied up enough. And see, back in the old days, in the times of the pre-men, say by chance one day the drought ended after the neighbor's kid died. So you'd think, well, maybe the next drought might be stopped by killing the neighbor's next kid. You know, and they go, remember that time Jones got killed and it didn't flood? Well, by gobs, we'll kill a Jones every year and it'll never flood. We never liked that Jones clan anyway. That's the way it works. But then one is forced to question. One is forced to ask. Are, therefore, the teachings of Bob nothing but a misguided, overly complicated form of associative magic and wishful thinking? Well, friends, it is, but it's a guided, not misguided, it's a guided, overly complicated form of associative magic and wishful thinking. So why would it be any different from the false religions, you would ask? Because, my friends, it is based on true magic, true prophecy, not just stupid inferences like some of these other, you know, prophetic, so-called prophetic churches. And what of proof? See, we're wrapping it all up here. We got it all figured out. You ask any subgenius, there'd be your proof. It'll tell you a million examples what Bob has done. What Bob, my friends, has done, and it were like magic, things that were like magic. Like when the child Bob would pray for his enemies to die. Ah, yes, you know, the Druids found that if a woman went out into a field and plowed, or even just pretended to plow, that it would rain. As if to say, see God, we're plowing, We're out here plowing, God. Hint, hint. Get the picture, God? See? Then it would rain. Now, by the same token today, when we go out and spend credit card money we don't have, we're doing the same thing. We're going, see, God? See, God, we're using the credit card. You can grant us prosperity now. We use the money. You can give us the real money now that we spent the credit card. But there's endless arguments, you know, about the faith. It's like a big, stupid soap opera. But that makes me think of that time in the myth, the myth of the olden Bob, where it said, when the Lord Bob, and this was the way they would do it in covenant days, when the Lord Bob entered his palaces, which were perfect to the fullest extent, his 188,109 queens rejoiced within their minds to see their husband home. They leaped from the meditation seats, and as was socially customary, covered their faces shyly and looked about coyly. I'm reading Masterson's text here. Their insuperable ecstasy was so strong that they first embraced the Lord Bob in their innermost recesses of their hearts. That was the first thing they did. Just embraced him with their hearts, the innermost hearts. Then they embraced him with their outermost hearts. Then they embraced him visually. See, up to that point, they didn't dare even look at him. They were so happy to see him home. They worked their way up to it. Then they'd send their sons to embrace him. But they still weren't embracing him, see. Of course, there's 188,000 of them. But, and finally, after the sons had all embraced Bob, then, though they tried to restrain their feelings, the brides of Bob would shed tears. That was what their final stage, you see. Don't you see? Because this was just before the good signs of the zodiac had evolved, after the first Bob was born. And the wise men informed him that his first son, Bub, they said, in Prescripture 17:19, they said, the wise men said, surely he is an Epop's descendant. The Brahmana said, this spotless son is restored by the all-powerful and all-persuasive Lord Vishnu, the personality of the Godhead, in order to oblige you, see. And then Bob's unconsciousness now lapses in his consciousness, that is, his consciousness, I'm saying, laps into unconsciousness of the undifferentiated cosmic life and uncovers the true significance of this Bob, whose numbers reveal that he is a life not yet entered into the process of evolution. In other words, by this standard, he is a pink. He falls asleep with his genitals uncovered, to use the biblical term. He is uncovered within his tent, as they say. He is suffering the plight of Noah, who said to himself, darn it, Noah said, you know, we got all these stinking animals on board. We can't clean up after them. Everybody's dead except us and these animals. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to break into them casks full of grog. And Noah did that, and that's when, you know, that boy found him and they punished him for finding him and sent him away into Canaan, you see. And that's where the naked women and the lustfulness man and the head and the people being fried alive and the angel that keep the guy from being tempted on that woodcut, that's where they all come from, is the land of Canaan, dear friends. Because we love to preach the word of J.R. Bob Dobbs here on the radio. We know that people who've just tuned into this show for the first time are getting an earful. They're hearing this preaching and they're going, finally. They're saying, I thought I was alone in the world. I thought I was the only one who thought thoughts like this. I thought I was the only one who had a Bob man. Because that's what you have, you know. It's your Bob man that listens to this show with you. You have your spirit man, as Brother Tilton has told you about. But that's drunk most of the time. It's a fundamentalist Christian. Did you know that everyone, as part of their mental life, not mental life, I trust you've been reading your book. It's your mental eye, your psychic self, the thing standing behind you that they can't see, and neither can you or me, thank God, because they're so ugly. Your mental life has three parts. It has your conspiracy man, your spirit man, and your Bob man. Your spirit man on everybody is a fundamentalist Baptist Christian. Even on a Palestinian or an Israeli, a Jewish fellow, he has a spirit man that's a Baptist fundamentalist, a nut, old crazy. I mean, not just regular, but I mean a crazy fundamentalist. Just, but you see, friends, people get the wrong idea about the church. They think that we're making fun of those old characters, you know, those old preachers in their wooden cabin preaching to that little congregation out in the backwoods. And we're not. That's not what we're doing. We're not trying to make fun of that feller. What we're trying to do is recapture that, friends, to take it back. We want to take it back. And that's another thing we've been talking about. We want to take fascism back from the conspiracy. We want to give fascism back to the people. Take it back from the way the conspiracy demeaned it and demeaned that preaching and turned it into Bob Tilton. Friends, we're into real traditional family values because, you know, a head launching, done properly, it's just like an old-time barn raising with a square dance at the end to break in the old church. It looks like it's about time for us to get off the air, and I'm going to give that post office box number again that you can write to for free information on J.R. Bob Dobbs, the guru in high epop, the saint of sales, and the living avatar of Slack. And we've been preaching his word. I'm your preacher, Reverend Ivan Stang. This is the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack. And you can write to Bob at Post Office Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Praise Bob and let there be Slack.
Bob, hear our plea, we beseech thee, help us be free from normalcy. We're done devoted and don't talk back, please give us an hour of slack.
J.R. Bob Dobbs never fails, he's the living slack master of mystic sales. All you conspiracy dupes, just you wait till July the 5th, 1998.
Invaders will come from Planet X, bringing gifts of money, time control, and great sex. And a new age will dawn, and we'll never look back. We'll be busy enjoying a slack.
Everybody now!
Bob, hear our plea, we beseech thee, help us be free from normalcy. We're done devoted and don't talk back, please give us an hour of slack. He's the bridge between heaven and earth and hell, he's the patron saint of sales,
yeah, he's doing well.
Media cretins and novels and pimps, beware, the slack master sells everywhere.
Give thanks to Bob.
Give thanks to Bob, our return.
Oh yes, dear friends, that was Reverend Tony Brower. Give thanks to Bob. And although this is Hour of Slack number 969, it's a rerun of Hour of Slack 333, the number of the anti-Bob. And we heard some wonderful comedy bits by Cates and West, which you could also know as Bleepo Abernathy and Billy West, famous cartoon voice is there. And some puzzling evidence. Dr. Onan Canobite helped a whole lot. Philo Drummond helped a whole lot. And the puzzling evidence, of course, show at KPFA with Dr. Howell so long, long ago, and Church of New Faith. so wonderful. This music in the background is, of course, the Amino Acids. Actually, it's from their new album. And Oh, in the old show, we never mentioned www.subgenius.com. But I'm mentioning that now. Praise Bob, and we'll hear you next weekend.